Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. And we are especially going to give a shout out to all of our listeners that are of German descent. You're going to want to hear this. We are chatting it up today with Linda Schenk. She is the Director of Cultural Programming at the Germanic American Institute, the GAI, of St. Paul, and we are so excited to hear what's going on with them and, of course, to talk about their big, fun event that's always held this time of year, Oktoberfest. Linda, how have you been?
I've been really good. Thank you. How have you been?
Well, I've been great. Thank you. So COVID was kind of tough, I know, on everybody. And how did it affect some of the things that you did at the Institute?
Well, a good question, because it definitely has been a challenging year, being that the GAI is a nonprofit that relies heavily on events and in-person language classes. We did have a challenging year last year, but I can say that we have come out of it and that we are now going through a phase where we can bring back our events, bring back our language classes, and bring back the things that we are known for at our GAI. So we're becoming stronger, and with every event and with every language class, we're just happy to be able to be back together doing what we do, which is connecting our people to a broader world through German language and culture. We're just very happy to be back together celebrating and teaching about all things German.
Oh, I know. I'm sure that you are. Linda, for people that have never been to the Germanic American Institute, would you tell us about it, please?
Yes, we are in the German world, we are called a Kulturgesellschaft, which is a fancy word, which means cultural institute. And we are basically like the Swedish Institute of Minneapolis. We are the German Institute of St. Paul, and not just St. Paul, though. We are a German institute for the state of Minnesota. So what we do is we educate people about German language and German culture. We have many different levels of language classes for people, from the person that doesn't even know the first word of German to advanced levels of German. And then we offer a lot of different opportunities for people to connect through. We have music concerts. We have this upcoming Oktoberfest. We have beer and bingo nights. We just have a wide variety of activities for people to experience German culture through. We have been around since 1955. And so we are very proud of our longstanding heritage as an institute and how we've evolved over the years. And so we are located in St. Paul, but like I said, we serve the state of Minnesota. We have lots of different services. We have language translation services, and we also have schools for children. We have a Kinderstube, an on-site preschool, a German immersion preschool for kids. And we also have a Saturday school, which is for children who want to continue to practice their German skills. And then we are also associated with the Twin Cities German Immersion School. So we have lots of different things that we do as a cultural institute.
So going back to, you mentioned, was it 1959? Is that when you said?
55.
1955. How many people do you think are of German descent that live in the Minnesota or Twin Cities or even this whole upper Midwest area? It's a pretty high percentage, isn't it?
It is, actually. And what's interesting about this is people always associate Minnesota with being Swedish or Norwegian or Irish as being one of the top ethnic groups. But actually, if you look at statistically, German is the number one immigration ethnic group in the state of Minnesota. And in St. Paul, we are the number one ethnic group in the city of St. Paul. And it's kind of an interesting fact. A few years ago, I had a peace poll made for the River Center. And on the peace poll was the message, may peace prevail upon the earth, in different languages. So I wanted to find out, what were the top 8 languages spoken in St. Paul? This was 5 years ago. The third language was German. So there are
You're kidding.
Of German people still speaking the language and being active as German citizens in St. Paul.
That's pretty fascinating. I would not have thought that.
I know. So we have an official, unofficial tagline that says, it's okay to be German again.
Well, so explain that, because I think that was, when you and I have spoken before, that was one of the things that you said has been really kind of healing.
Yes. We're seeing that a lot of people are not afraid to express that they're German. before it was a matter of, well, I'm, quote, European. They wouldn't state German. But a lot of people are changing that, and a lot of people are embracing the fact that they are German with their heritage, and they're coming to us to learn things like their backgrounds of their families, their genealogy. They're bringing letters and documents to us and saying, hey, I found this. My grandmother has these German letters. What does it say? I want to learn German. So it's a revitalization of the German culture.
Do you think that these DNA tests like 23andMe and Ancestry.com, have they all of a sudden sparked an interest in people perhaps chasing after their roots?
Yeah, I think that is part of it, yes. And I do think that it has let people realize that, again, like I was saying, there are a lot of Germans in our state. So.
Well, I know you like to celebrate year-round at the Germanic American Institute, but certainly mm-hmm. one of your big events is coming up on Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th, and that is your Oktoberfest. You weren't able to do it last year.
We did a hybrid version last year called Oktoberfest Light, and what it consisted of was us wearing masks and having people drive up and pick up a little bag of goodies that they pre-ordered. So it was something to be able to still keep it alive at a teeny bit of fun, but yet be socially and safely distanced from people. So
but
we were able to do it, but not like what we're going to do this year.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. What are you going to do this year, please?
Well, we are bringing the event to the GAI grounds. So we're excited to host it at the GAI, which is on Summit Avenue in St. Paul. So we will have our Fest Zelt, which is our party tent, and that's the entertainment that will be 24/7 during the event. This will include musical acts. It will include things like Wiener Dog Limbo and a truck contest, which is a costume contest, and a mustache contest, and some fun things for families to do. And it'll also have an open-air beer garden area where people can sit out on the lawn and enjoy a beverage and some food. And then we have our cultural vendors and our artisan vendors that are there to supply you with some entertainment too, because a lot of our artisan vendors will sell really, really neat German items. And our cultural vendors are there to talk about the German genealogy, to talk about ancestry. You can go there and start to learn about your German ancestry. So we have a lot of very fun things. We also have a vintage Volkswagen car show that's going to be on site. So the Twin Cities Volkswagen Car Club will have cars there. So you can go and check out all the cool Beetlebugs and other Volkswagen cars that they'll bring.
Well, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, they're really a great group of people. They come and they have their tricked out VW bugs and really fun things. So that'll be a highlight.
And what can I get a bratwurst there or maybe a pretzel?
Yes. So we actually will have a hybrid also of the food. We're going to have a food stand, which is RJ's Meats out of Hudson, Wisconsin. We'll be supplying all of the brats and all of the yummy sauerkraut and labor case of sandwiches. And then we're going to have some really fun food trucks that will be there to sell you pretzels and ice cream and tacos and things like that.
Tacos.
So we've got a little, something fun.
So, German tacos. Yeah. What is in them? Do you know?
I don't know if they're German tacos, but just tacos.
I love that. This is a multicultural event. Linda, so tell us about all the planning that has gone into this, because I know you work so hard to make this event a success, and it really is something that the city turns out for. Are you going to have dignitaries there?
We have in the past, but this year our mayor is busy, so we're kind of bummed that the St. Paul mayor won't be able to attend. But we do have people that come for the ceremonial cake tapping and other things. So we're excited to just be able to be open for the public and available for anybody who's coming. One thing I also forgot to mention is besides the food, we also have our Paul Honor beer station. We have a bar that sells authentic German beer that comes straight from Germany, and it's Paul Honor beer. So you'll have a huge variety to choose from. So that'll be something fun this year. We've never had this many beers to choose from. I think we have 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, when you talk about tapping the keg, explain that, because that's a big deal.
It is. So the traditional Bavarian Oktoberfest always has an official keg tapping ceremony, and it is usually done by a dignitary like the mayor of the city or another dignitary. And it's designed, they take a small keg with an old-fashioned spigot on it and a wooden mallet, and they wear a leather apron, and they tap the keg, and the first keg that's tapped officially opens up the festival, and then people can have the beer for free from that first keg. And it's just a very just fun way to say, here it is, let's celebrate, have fun.
So where will that beer come from? Is that Pauliner beer also?
It is, actually. Pauliner is supplying us with the festival keg, which is the special wooden keg, and all of the tapping equipment. And the Pauliner people will be there to help tap the keg and get this party going on Friday night at 5 p.m. That'll be our keg tapping ceremony.
Oh, excellent. And what else can we expect then from there?
So it's a family, I want to stress, it is a family-friendly event. This is something that is open for the family. This is not just about beer drinking. This is about coming together and experiencing just being on our property and relaxing with food and drink. And entertainment is all family-friendly entertainment. So kids can watch everything. It's we've got a great lineup of music, really fun things from big bands like Bavarian Music Meisters to solo accordionists to dance groups. So there's lots of entertainment to come and watch. And just to relax, watch the car show. We'll have a little mini carnival for the kids. We'll have some bounce houses and some games for the kids. So we'll have that set up. And, yeah, it'll be just a nice time for the family to come together.
Linda, can we go inside the Institute while this is going on?
So for COVID reasons, we wanted to keep the event outside. So we've actually said, no, the public can't go into the house. However, we have a resident historian. She is part of, her name is Margie Deutsch, and she is part of the Pomeran Society, which is a genealogy group. And she knows the history of our house. So she is actually going to be leading three house tours, which will be informational tours about the house. So those are kind of like a first come, first serve. Those will be on Friday night and two on Saturday. So if you're there during those times, you can just get into the line and then you can go into the house and experience a tour. But besides that, we decided to keep everything outside for safety.
You know, your house in itself, I think, is worth just coming to see. It is an old mansion that is on Summit Avenue, as you mentioned, and it's kind of down the street from the cathedral. And how long has it been the home of the GAI?
It was purchased in 1965, and it was purchased at the time by members who are actually very much still involved with our GAI. We have our founding members with us doing many different things during the year. So they purchased this house in 1965, and it's been with us ever since. So,
you know, let's talk about the term Oktoberfest. Most people would think that it would be in October.
Mm-hmm. The only answer for that is weather. People hold it in September because in Germany, the original event was actually the marriage celebration of Wilhelm and Teresa of Bavaria. It was their marriage, and it was in October. But as the weather is better in September, they shifted the celebration to September. So Germany celebrates it in September. So in tradition, we celebrate in September. Strictly weather.
Strictly weather. Okay. I know your holiday open house is a really special time as well.
Yeah. So we actually are going to be able to do our holiday open house this year, which I'm so excited about. We host that the first weekend in December. And if people don't know, a lot of traditions surrounding Christmas come from Germany. They are the Christmas tree, nutcrackers, a lot of the different things that you will see around Christmas are from Germany. So we decorate our house, and it's beautiful. We have trees throughout our house, and we have food available for our holiday open house, and we bottle Glühwein, which is a traditional German wine. It's a mulled spice wine, and we bottle it, and we sell bottles of Glühwein. And we also have fire pits going outside, and we have lots of entertainment and vendors. So it's like a little mini Christmas market. And it's just really lovely. And again, another family-friendly. We've had families bringing their kids for years here. We have St. Nicholas visits, so kids can meet St. Nicholas. It's just really fun. And then We have also during that lead up time, we have fun things scheduled. Like we are actually going to be partnering with Summit Brewing. We're going to be showing a movie at Summit Brewing. It's called Kino Kneipe. And so we'll be, it's a Friday night movie. So we'll be doing that. We'll also have a German storytelling event with a man from Austria telling German stories to families with children. It's a child-focused event in October. And then in November, we have another outsourced event, which is kind of fun. We have an event with Udepils. We're going to do beer and bingo. Beer or bingo.
So you're going to do that outside?
Udepils, we will. If it's a nice night, it'd be fun. So,
oh, yeah. That sounds so fun. Linda, so much great stuff to look forward to. But first of all, we want to recap again the St. Paul Oktoberfest. Tell us again the dates and times, please.
Yes. So our event is Friday night, September 10, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday, September 11, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can go to our GAIMN.org website. And it'll be a page on there that will list all of the entertainment and all of the schedules for the tours and everything that you've been listening to. It will be on our GAI website. So you can find that information there.
Well, we'll see you there, Linda. Thank you so much. Linda Schenk, she is the Director of Cultural Programming at the German American Institute in St. Paul. And their event is going to be held at 301 Summit Avenue in St. Paul on their beautiful campus grounds. I hope it's a great event for you, Linda. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for calling in. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.